From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement. The move is a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to reduce carbon emissions.
Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set.
Mr. Xi said he hoped the agreement would benefit everyone. For the Paris Accord to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. So far, only 23 countries have ratified the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday he wanted to help rebuild the city, and there are many wrongs that should be made right in the United States. Trump told the congregation at the Great Faith Ministries International he wants their input into his campaign.
I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community, which, particularly in Detroit, makes up 83% of the population. Traditionally, that community has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending. This is VOA News. A magnitude 5.6 earthquake hit the midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday morning and was felt through a large part of the central United States. No injuries have been reported, but local news reports say residents of Oklahoma City, the state's capital, reported damage. Sharon Richenberger is one of those residents. The U.S. Geological Survey said the likelihood of casualties or vast damage is low. The epicenter of the quake was about 14 kilometers northwest of Pawnee, Oklahoma. Tremors were reportedly felt as far as St. Louis, Missouri, and Des Moines, Iowa, each over 700 kilometers away. Meanwhile, the former tropical storm Hermine has been downgraded to a subtropical cyclone, but is expected to strengthen as it moves over warmer water. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could bring between 10 and 18 centimeters of rain to southeastern Virginia and the Atlantic coastal portion of Maryland. Another 2 to 10 centimeters is expected to hit southern Delaware, eastern New Jersey, and Long Island even through Monday morning. Midday Saturday, the Hurricane Center said that the storm was located just off of North Carolina's Outer Banks. Hermine had top sustained winds of 100 kilometers per hour and was moving east-northeast at 24 kilometers per hour. Turkish tanks on Saturday crossed into Syria to the west of a frontier town seized from the Islamic State group last week. The private Dogan news agency reported at least 20 tanks and 5 armored personnel carriers crossed at the Turkish border town of Elbeli across from the Syrian town of Al-Ra'i. The move marks a new phase of Operation Euphrates Shield, aimed at sealing off the last stretch of border controlled by Islamic State group fighters. Hundreds of residents of Davao City in the Philippines attended a memorial mass Saturday for the victims of an explosion at a night market. The attack in the southern hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte killed at least 14 people. The blast is believed to have been the work of Abu Sayyaf extremists. Duterte has declared a nationwide state of lawlessness, but insisted that declaration did not amount to an imposition of martial law. And Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be made a saint on Sunday. The nun, before her death in 1997, cared for the sick and destitute who were dying in the streets of India. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.